Morning Watch, Day 4. The Will of God, Week 5. The Will of God, Our Sanctification. Related Verses. Jeremiah 17:10. I, Jehovah, search the heart and test the inward parts, even to give to each one according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. So that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalms 51:10-12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take the spirit of your holiness away from me. Restore to me the gladness of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Matthew 16:24-26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his soul life shall lose it, but whoever loses his soul life for my sake shall find it. For what shall a man be profited if he gains the whole world, but forfeits his soul life? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul life?" 2 Corinthians 3:16-18. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Hebrews 12:14. Pursue peace with all men and sanctification, without which no one will see the Lord. Suggested reading. We need a heart that is solidly established, not a heart that is changeable. According to our natural birth, however, our heart is changeable. For example, in the morning, a brother may be very kind to his wife, but during breakfast, he may become bothered by something and treat her in an unkind way. This is an illustration of the changeableness of our heart. Our heart is changeable, even in our relationship with the Lord. God is the unchanging one. He never changes. We are the ones who are changeable, and we are changeable in our heart. For this reason, Paul was concerned that the hearts of the new believers at Thessalonica would be set, built up, and established. Our heart still needs to be established. This is true both of the young and of the old. Old people are not more steadfast than young people. Actually, there is no one who, according to his natural human life, is steadfast in his heart. Simply because we grow older does not mean that there is a basic change in our nature. I urge you, especially those who are not so young, not to have any confidence in your heart. Because our heart changes so easily, it is not at all trustworthy. Time after time, I have seen someone have a change of heart. Because our heart is changeable, a crucial need in our Christian life is the establishing of our heart. Although we need our heart to be established, we are not able to do this ourselves. Only the Lord can establish our heart. Therefore, we need Him to cause our heart to be solidly established and built up. We have seen that according to 1 Thessalonians 3:13, the Lord seeks to establish our heart hearts blameless. Our heart is blameable because it is changeable. If your heart is set, built up, and established upon a solid foundation, it will then become blameless. An unchanging heart is a blameless heart. According to 5:23, the sanctifier is the God of peace. His sanctification brings in peace. When we are wholly sanctified by him from within, we have peace with him in every way. The word sanctified here means to be set apart. It is to be separated unto God from things common or profane. The word holy means entirely, thoroughly, to the consummation. God sanctifies us wholly, so that no part of our being, either of our spirit or soul or body, will be left common or profane. God not only sanctifies us wholly, but also preserves our spirit, soul, and body complete. Holy is quantitative. Complete is qualitative. In quantity, God sanctifies us wholly. In quality, God preserves us complete. That is, he keeps our spirit, soul, and body perfect. Through the fall, our body has been ruined, our soul has been contaminated, and our spirit has been deadened. In God's full salvation, our entire being is saved and made complete and perfect. For this, God is preserving our spirit from any deadening element, our soul from remaining natural and old, and our body from the ruin of sin. Such a preservation by God and his thorough sanctification sustain us to live a holy life unto maturity, that we may meet the Lord in his parousia, his presence. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, Paul says, "Faithful is he who calls you, who also will do it." The faithful God who has called us will also sanctify us wholly and preserve our entire being complete. This is Paul's word of assurance to the believers.